Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Neil Bakhoven, author of the new novel, The People Eaters. New York Times bestselling writers Kathleen O'Neill Gear and W. Michael Gear wrote about Neil's novels, well-researched and exciting. Neil, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, The People Eaters, how would you describe the novel?
Well, it's the second in the Earth People series. The first book is Mach 2 and the Mammoth People, a story of love, life, and survival in Ice Age Europe. And The People Eaters continues that saga. And it starts really explosively with a pregnant Nuri, that's my main Homo sapien character, female, captured by cannibalistic Neanderthals. The two books are both about what happened when our people, Homo sapiens, met up with Neanderthals in Europe 45,000 years ago, which we know happened. We can tell from the ancient DNA analysis. So it's probably the biggest mystery of our cultural heritage because we show up on the scene. Well, Neanderthals had been living in Ice Age Europe for more than a quarter million years, and we show up on the scene and they're gone in a heartbeat, really. Some estimates are that we overlapped with them in time for a few thousand years before they were gone out of all of Europe. So think about that. That's a whole human species gone extinct shortly after we arrive on the scene. So my books explore that a little bit. And, they're just full of action and adventure, sex and violence and drama and love stories. And it's a lot of fun. The People Eaters, she's captured by the cannibalistic Neanderthals, which, by the way, we also know happened quite a bit. I can get into that more. But over the next long period, the long struggle, Nuri exhibits amazing strength and resolve in just deplorable conditions. And she and Mach 2, that's my main Homo sapien male character, she, Mach 2, and the rest of their tribe all learn a whole lot about themselves, their friends, and their enemies.
And so I'm wondering, what was the original impetus or idea that led you to write The People Eaters, and as you mentioned, the earlier novel in the series, Mach 2 and the Mammoth People?
Well, I didn't plan to write the book. I love research. And after I retired, I started researching anything I wanted to, and I found myself more and more drawn to these paleo peoples. And that was right about the time they discovered Denisovans. And some of your listeners won't have heard of Denisovans. They are a whole new human species we knew nothing about 11 years ago.
Oh, wow.
They got ancient DNA analysis out of a tiny little finger bone in Denisova Cave in Siberia. And it's the little finger bone that shocked the world, because that ancient DNA analysis proved up this whole new human species. But the real kicker is that the Denisovans, that's what they're called, they have contributed more to the human, to the Homo sapien genome, to our genetics, than Neanderthals have anywhere. And we knew nothing about them 11 years ago. Well, I was finding out things like that. I was finding out things like we may have gotten lupus and Crohn's disease and so forth from our Neanderthal genes. Well, I have Crohn's disease. And it blew my mind that I may have gotten that from my Neanderthal genes. And so these fascinating things, one of my 40 years ago, when Jean Ahl wrote her wonderful series, Clan of the Cave Bear, and the Earth Children series, mm-hmm. six books, I was enthralled by those things. And, here's another thing I learned. The genetics are showing us that the racial roles were reversed. Neanderthals had been living in Ice Age Europe for a 250,000 years, and they were the fairer skin. They were quite variable, but they had fairer skin, lighter eyes and lighter hair color than we did. We were freshly out of the tropics of Africa. So instead of her main character being played by Daryl Hannah, blonde, blue-eyed, fair skin, the racial roles were probably reversed. Well, I was fascinated by that. Well, at some point in all that research, 2 years of research, I thought, you know, there's an incredible story to be told here. And I started putting a few ideas down on paper. And 3 months later, my wife is asking me, what are you doing over there? I said, well, I'm not going to tell you right now. I want to see where this goes. And well, 9 months later, I had a manuscript, and it needed a lot of cleaning up, but it was a lot of fun to write, and it's been well received.
That's great. Well, I'm curious. I mean, you talked about this discovery 11 years ago. I'm curious, are there common beliefs or myths that people have about early humans that you wanted to dispel with the novels that you're writing?
Well, yeah. One of the main ones is it's so easy a Neanderthal could do it. You know, more and more we're finding out that Neanderthals not only had bigger brains than we did, but a lot of the things we didn't think they did, like symbolic behavior, burying their dead, caring for their weak and injured, and building boats and all sorts of things. They did all of those things, and the gap between us is narrowing almost by the month. New discoveries are coming in, and so that's probably the biggest main thing I'd love the public to know. And in my book, I think I treat it pretty fairly, because the Neanderthals, although they're behind us in some regards, they have some technologies and some ideas and things that we don't have. And so we learn from the Neanderthals, which I think we did back in those days. They learned from us and we learned from them.
That's interesting. Well, can you tell us about the special YouTube series that you created called Paleo Human Mysteries?
Oh, thanks so much for asking about that. Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. It's something that's just happened over this last few months. And each one of the videos is packed with facts. They're fun. They've got a lot of funny things in them. They're only about 12 minutes long. And, you know, if you just watch the very first one, you're going to be hooked. They are really professionally done. I had two videographers and a production manager fly in from California. They filmed here for 3 days, and we've edited, and they've been a lot of fun to produce, and they're pretty good looking stuff. So I'd really encourage people to check those out.
That's really great. Well, you said that, you know, as you said earlier, you had never written a novel before. I'm curious, what was your writing process as you got into writing that first novel and then your most recent novel that just came out in the summer, The People Eaters? Did you outline the novel or did you just kind of dive in and start writing? What was that process like for you?
Well, when I started the book, I had a basic outline in my head of the overall plot. But most of the action scenes flowed out of the situation and the character personalities. Let me take a drink of water here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are just so many fun action scenes in it. If I were asked to name some of my favorite action scenes, I'll just give you one that sort of sets people on edge when they hear about it. But it speaks to the factual nature of the book. And in the book, Maktu's mother is having a difficult birth with a breech baby. And the shaman, a woman, tells him, that he's going to need to have a genital piercing to show the the spirits that he welcomes this baby into the world. And I based that on research that showed Aztecs did that quite often, as well as several other cultures. And that's one that sort of sets people's teeth on edge, but it's really realistic. And it, again, is based in fact. There's some great hunting scenes. There are just really good interpersonal relationships, and women are loving the book too. So
that's great.
It's been a lot of fun.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, I'm curious, are you working on another novel now?
Yes and no. I'm formulating a third novel of the series in my head. And I even know the likely title of it. It's in book one, Mach 2 has a hybrid child with a Neanderthal mother, and they name that child Elka, which is a derivation of the Basque word for united or to unite. And the reason I chose Basque is that's the oldest language in Western Europe, and it's most likely the most similar language to what our people spoke as they entered Europe for the first time. And there's some genetic evidence for it as well. But that's kind of the level of authenticity I've tried to bring to the book. It's been
a
lot of fun writing the book, and
that's great.
I think the people are liking the authenticity behind it.
Well, what books have you read recently that you enjoyed, either novels or nonfiction?
Oh, there's a lot of them. And I mostly read nonfiction books, and I'll get to those in a minute. But I have to go back to Jean Aul and her series that started with Clan of the Cave Bear. That series was highly popular. It's that the book sold more than 50 million copies. And I've written to Jean, and she's written back. She told me she was pleased by my books, which thrilled me. And she's always been an inspiration for me, and she's been very supportive. Another author that I really, really love is Bernard Cornwell, who writes about ancient England. And he's just got a lot of action, and he develops his characters really well. And I've tried to make my books as exciting as his while also developing the characters so that they have real personalities and people fall in love with them or dislike them, whatever, you know, their personalities are. So those are two of my favorite fictional books. Now, nonfiction, I just have so many here, but I'll just tell you a few.
Sure.
David Reich has written Who We Are and How We Got Here. If you want to know about ancient DNA, he's the guy. Just to let your listeners know, back in 2010, the first ancient DNA was sequenced. The full genome was sequenced. That was the very first one, and there were five done that year. A few years later, David Reich's lab alone is doing 3,000, and the data is pouring in so fast they can't even write papers up on it fast enough. So that's the level of breakthrough that we're getting. By the way, in that first year, they sequenced the Denisovan bone that I mentioned earlier. They sequenced the Neanderthals that showed, yes, indeed, we had interbred with Neanderthals. And so just monster breakthroughs, and you multiply that by 3,000 now, and we're just getting tons of breakthrough data that's totally changing our perceptions about many of the archaeology and anthropological events. So it's an exciting time. Okay, so a couple other authors real quick. Kindred by Rebecca Ragg Sykes. Man, I thought I knew a lot about Neanderthals, but Kindred showed me that woman knows 10 times more than what I know. And that's a book I highly recommend. And then a book I'm reading right now is The World Before Us by Tom Higham. And that's quite good. One of the people that has been instrumental in helping with the Paleo Human Mysteries video series, Pat Shipman, wrote a book called The Invaders, How Humans and Their Dogs Drove Neanderthals to Extinction. That's a cool book. Just so many of them, it's hard to stop right now.
Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels or your YouTube series that we mentioned earlier?
Yeah, as I mentioned, the YouTube series is at Paleo Human Mysteries. There are four videos, and the fourth one, it's about half of a story, a really cool story. And then the last 4 or 5 minutes is about my books. And so that's a good place to start. I have a website that's at neilbakhoven.com. That's a good place. And then, on Facebook, I put out a Facebook post every week to my Facebook page, Author Neil Bakhoven, all one word, Author Neil Bakhoven. And then I offer it up to other even larger Facebook pages, and most of them accept it. And by doing that, I expose these posts to more than 4 million followers every week. So it's been it's a good way to get really cool archaeology stories out.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Neil Bakhoven, author of the new novel, The People Eaters. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Neil, thanks for doing this interview.
Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for letting me talk about this. I get so enthusiastic about it that it's hard to contain myself sometimes. I'm just fascinated by this stuff, and I think other people are too, I give talks about this stuff and they just go over so well. And the audience asks so many cool questions. It's, I think everybody's interested in how much Neanderthal they have in their 23andMe or Ancestry.com, that sort of thing. So thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. I can tell your enthusiasm, and I hope everyone checks out the novels. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jeff.
Great.